The White House was, of course, unaffected by the blackout to the north of the nation's capital. But travelers at Washington area airports were affected. Airline flights continue to be delayed and canceled. Rail service in the Northeast, from Amtrak to the New York City subway system, has been severely disrupted. NPR's John Idsty has more on the transportation tangle.
Airlines have struggled all day trying to resume regular service, and it's been very challenging. Three major airports, LaGuardia and JFK in New York, and Detroit Metro, have only auxiliary power. That means not enough electricity to operate security equipment, or in some cases even ticketing operations. As a result, flights are very limited. Here's an example of what travelers face. Nearly 400 flights into the airports affected by the blackout have been canceled and many more delayed. American Airlines alone canceled almost 200 flights. Air Canada grounded its entire fleet for much of the day. Travelers are coping in all kinds of ways. Sarah Bell spent the night at Cleveland's Hopkins Airport on the way from California to New England.
At about 8 o'clock, I guess, I put my yoga mat out and started doing a headstand. Yeah, I did like a 10-minute headstand, and then I just started doing yoga. I did a bunch of sun salutations as slow and calm as I could since there's still no air, really.
Of the seven major airports most severely affected by the blackout, only three have a full restoration of power. They are Newark, Toronto, and Cleveland. But that's not a panacea, says John Mock, director of Cleveland Airports.
I think all the carriers collectively are all pretty much scrambling right now, because aircraft were not necessarily positioned at the right airport, you know, at the beginning of this morning. So they're scrambling to figure out where's the aircraft, what can they fly where, you know, so they're juggling the schedules.
The power outages at airports in the Northeast and Midwest sent ripples far beyond the region. Travelers headed for those airports from as far away as Europe and California were delayed. Airlines are urging people with tickets for the next 24 hours to consider delaying their departures. The major carriers say they'll accept changes in tickets without penalties through the weekend. Travelers should check airline websites or call ahead to make sure their flights are not delayed or canceled. There's hope things will get back to normal before Monday. As for train travel, Amtrak has suspended service between New York and Boston. There's limited service between Washington and New York City, and between New York City and Albany. The New York subway system remains at a standstill, which made it difficult or impossible for many New Yorkers to get to work. It could be late tonight or even tomorrow before the subway is up and running. Commuter train service was also severely disrupted today through the New York area. New York's buses are running on a regular schedule, and tunnels and bridges are allowing car traffic into and out of Manhattan. John Idsty, NPR News, Washington.